as weeks go by, I think I've improved a lot as far as, you know, being more physical and staying disciplined and maintaining my gaps. I mean, there's always room for improvement, but I think I've improved a lot.
Was the biggest adjustment for you from junior college to the SEC physical, or was it being disciplined?
A little bit of both, and, you know, learning not just one position. You know, I have to learn nose and the three technique. But, I mean, it was kind of tough, you know, as far as fall camp, but, you know, I adjusted to it a lot, though.
Which do you prefer, the nose or the three technique?
It really doesn't matter. I feel like I feel real comfortable, you know, playing both positions right now.
Did you feel like Saturday night was your best individual game in terms of being physical and all that, you know, getting the ball and everything?
I really can't say. I mean, I had a lot of mistakes I made that, you know, I could have helped my defense. But, you know, I think I did okay, but it was always, you know, room for improvement. I could have done better.
Is there, can you put your finger on why the first half's going better than the second half that was going for you guys in these games the last few weeks? Is there one, two things that stand out to you?
I really can't say. I think sometimes it might be like a mental, you know, point. I mean, we kind of go in halftime, you know, feel like we're in the game. So, I mean, we just got to stay poised and go back out and finish the game and play it like we did in the first half.
You think you're not staying poised in the second half?
Sometimes, but, I mean, it's just tough. I mean, we do so well the first half, and then the second half, I mean, it's just hard to explain what goes on.
Mo, did you think the transition was going to be a little smoother for you coming in? I know camp seemed like a tough time with coaches getting on you and all that.
I kind of knew it as far as, like, you know, making the whole transition was going to be tough because, I mean, as far as, like all the resources and like the old training deal here, I didn't have that in JUCO, so I kind of knew I was going to come in and have a lot of trouble as far as like getting shape and stuff like that, but I mean, I fought through it and I made it through.
Yeah, you feel like you have a much better grasp on that stuff now, or at what point did you really start feeling comfortable day to day?
As far as once the season came around, like as far as like game week or so, you know, I was kind of, you know, I felt more comfortable with, my body and my condition. So, around game week, our first game.
How hard was the transition of just practicing at the tempo that this level of football is every day compared to what you did, you know, what you did or didn't do on the practice field as a junior college player?
Oh, it was very tough. I mean, it's fast-paced tempo. And it's very physical. I mean, you have guys like Zach Fulton and Dallas Thomas and Juwan James. So, I mean, it's very physical, and, you know, you have to be on your A game every snap.
Did they catch you off guard more than did you anticipate? And you talked about, you know, getting in shape and all that, but just the physical nature of practice every day, was that a bigger adjustment than you thought it would be?
Yes. I mean, because as far as when I was at junior college, I mean, it was very physical, but, I mean, not as, like aggressive as it is in the SEC. So, I mean, that was something that really shocked me and just let me know, you know, I need to, you know, get it rolling every snap.
We've talked to you about your condition, you know, the asthma, and you kind of just mentioned it now, but, I mean, how do you manage that during the game, and is it easier to manage that during the game than it is maybe during practice?
Yes, I'm just basically, you know, keeping up with all my meds and, you know, getting treatments and stuff just to, you know, keep my lungs open and stuff. So, I mean, it's something that I always struggled with since, like, I played football at 7, so, I mean, still in the future have problems with it, so all I can do is just stay on top of it and just manage it.
You mentioned, you know, playing against Juwan and some of your own linemen helping you out. How do you think that's helped you with some of the physicality of the league?
Yeah, because I feel like in the future, you know, I think all of them, you know, they have, like, the great opportunity to play at the next level. So, I feel like, you know, we have, like, the best offensive line in the SEC. So, me playing against them every day in practice, you know, it just helped me as a player also.
Well, you went against teams that were ranked the top two in the country, and you played well with them in the first half, not so much the second half. But where does that leave the confidence level of this team heading forward?
We realize that's been the whole deal with us. So, I mean, as far as, like, this week, that's something we're going to prepare for. And, I mean, we just take it one day at a time, and that's just come out and play how we do our first half.
What do you know about South Carolina?
They run the ball a lot. You know, they have great athletes, and, you know, they lost their star running back, and they have a great defense also. So, I mean, once they come in and kneel, you know, it's just going to be a fight up front in the trenches.
Well, is it hard to pick out positives from a game when you lose that bad on the scoreboard?
Yeah, it is, but, I mean, all you can do is just watch film, learn from your mistakes, and try not to repeat them.
Anything else?
All right.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, my friend.
I've got to do that.